This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Truthfulness. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All the infallible and immaculate imams insisted and emphasized us for being truthful and avoiding lying. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first divinely appointed imam, the commander of the faithful, he said, O people, be truthful. Surely Allah is with the truthful and avoid lying, for it stands far from faith. Don't we wish Allah to be with us? Of course we do. How can we make it happen then? Well, Allah is telling us through Imam Ali alayhi salam in this hadith by being truthful. Moreover, lying is something that stands far from faith. A person who possesses faith does not lie. It's a no-brainer, guys. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not expect us to lie if we have believed in Allah, if we believe in the Prophet, if we believe in Ahlul Bayt, if we believe in Quran, if we believe in Islam. We're not supposed to be from amongst the liars. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says in one place, a servant of Allah does not taste faith unless he gives up lying earnestly or jokingly. Imagine, Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying that a liar is not going to be ever tasting the faith, the iman, right? Let alone them caring and being on iman and dying with iman. No, they won't even taste iman if they are liars. So we have to be very careful when it comes to using our tongues and our gestures to make a statement, right? We need to make sure that these statements are true to the best of our knowledge. Otherwise, we just stay silent. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the trait of truthfulness. Before the break, we read to you a hadith of Imam Ali alayhi salam. If you notice that he is categorically rejecting the idea that liars can be considered faithful. A faithful person never lies, even jokingly. Unfortunately, lying jokingly is not considered bad in our societies. But if you look at the moral standards of Islam, lying jokingly is severely discouraged as well. You know, sometimes, you know, we say something and when it is proven wrong and, you know, the person who we have said it to or somebody else comes and approaches us and says, you know, that statement of yours was false. It was a lie. You know, we say, oh, we were just joking. Well, no, guys, this is not something that is endorsed by Islam. What do you mean you were joking? You are misinforming people. You are misguiding people through your lie, right? You can't just hide under the cover of saying that I was just joking. You can't make things up, right? So this is why it's important to notice that lying earnestly or joking both have the same consequence. And that consequence is that the person would not taste faith, according to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, the fifth divinely appointed imam, says, lies destroy faith. So let's say if somebody is not a liar and hence is a faithful person, a believer, then, you know, somehow they develop this habit of lying, right? What happens? It burns their faith. It just eats up their iman. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, keep on having fear of Allah, truthfulness, and trustworthiness.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.